This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. The number, if you want to join us here on this live Saturday episode, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass is here. And of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. You want to join our chat server? It is open to anybody who wants to hop in there over on our... It's called a Matrix server, and it is federated, as they call it, meaning that it's connected to other Matrix servers elsewhere in the Fediverse, in the Internet. And it allows you to easily interact with other Free Talk Live listeners.
And despite its cool name, there are no Agent Smiths.
Not that we know of.
Well, that we're aware of, yeah.
So head on over there to chat.lrn.fm. You can connect with other Free Talk Live listeners there pretty much around the clock. There's always conversation going on a bunch of different channels, so be sure to check that out as we continue here. And you can call us and talk about anything that's on your mind. Let's go to David. He's calling from New Hampshire to start things out here this hour. And then coming up, we'll talk about another hypocritical politician, this one from New York City.
New York!
It's, the mayor, actually. We'll get into what he did on New Year's Eve that you couldn't do. But first, David in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's good to hear you in there. I really respect anybody that will address the truth like you have.
Thank you.
A few years ago, I called Mike Gill when he was running for governor, and he had a program on corruption. It was Friday afternoons on 107.7 The Pulse, and I called him about the sludge that they're dumping on the edge of the river, and it's running right into the river every time it rained, and the state stepped in with the police, took his house and his Bentley, and put him in jail.
Yeah, I remember this guy, Mike Gill. I've never met him, but I remember he was making headlines a few years ago, maybe several years ago now. He had purchased a billboard in, like, Manchester or something like that, and I forget what it said, but it had, like, the S word on it. And it was calling out politicians for being corrupt thugs. And surprise, those good old cops went after him with fake charges or, you know, falsified charges and tried to ruin this guy's life.
They did. They ruined his life. They took his house and his Bentley. Wow. And they fined him millions of dollars that there's no way he could pay. The main reason he did it was because I made the sludge video that he put on there. If you go on your computer to Mike Gill, State of Corruption, Black Gold, you will see why the state stepped in and took his house and his Bentley.
They just can't stand by as their power is threatened. They will go after anyone who's a serious threat to them. I mean, look at what happened on Monday night. We don't have to go back to Mike Gill and what happened several years ago. There's always new examples of state corruption and violence and destroying innocent people's freedoms. Monday night, this past week, at the so-called governor's house, King Sununu, His Excellency, they targeted candlelight vigil people who, can we say vigilist? Is that a word? Candlelight vigilists. We're out in front of Chris Sununu's house.
You can't say candlelight vigilantes.
Right. So they didn't even get a chance to light their candles.
We'll call them the vigil people.
Before dozens of cops came to, you know, surround them, basically, and threaten them and intimidate them.
Like over 20 of them.
Yeah. I think it started with, like, over a dozen, and then another dozen cruisers showed up after that with cops with batons ready to fight. I mean, where were the good cops during this candlelight vigil?
Well, and King Sununu himself lied about what happened. He said that somebody had some armed person had trespassed on his property.
Yeah, straight up lie.
Never happened.
Hey, thanks, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Robert. He's in Vermont. By the way, our number is 603-283-6160. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
It always just blows my mind when I hear somebody call into Free Talk Live and say that the police are all nothing but lollipops and rainbows. They've done anything like that at all.
Right, and then she wasn't willing to even listen to even any sort of conversation about that. She had her opinion, she wanted it to be known, and had no interest in having a conversation.
Exactly, and she's like that because I'm sure probably I was like that 10, 15, 20 years ago. Mm. It's a conditioning process done by our government. You know, if you just ask, just do, if anything, one thing, if you're listening to me right now, if you want to get better, start by turning off that TV set.
Mm.
You know, and that would, you know, at least start to, you know, you'll be able to at least get a clear mind.
Yeah.
But I also want to throw out there something else.
Good advice.
You know, Esther might want to take a look. That's her name, I care, but I know she said she didn't have.
It was Esther. Know, Esther.
Esther. I know she said she didn't have a computer or anything, but if she were to go ahead and look up the National Registry of Exonerations, okay, and you'll find thousands and thousands of people across the United States that were framed by prosecuting attorneys.
Mm-hmm. And the cops.
You know, by the police, the courts. It's there, you know. I know that I've mentioned this before on the show, and that is that another example of what happened to someone, and it happened, oddly enough, in the state of New Hampshire, in the city of Keene, and that is the conviction of Father Gordon McRae. This guy has been in the system, Ian, since 1994. He's still there for a crime he didn't do. And if you read the story, if you finish it, you'll see that the state clearly got it wrong. And he's got so many people that are following him that are saying, you know, they got this wrong.
And what did they convict this guy for?
This guy, the priest, was convicted of child molestation.
Oh.
And as you know, to fight them kind of crimes, it's like fighting a ghost, you know. And
so what you're saying is he was a priest who actually wasn't molesting children.
he was not molesting children. You know,
how did they convict him?
Because of what people said that he did.
Well, I mean, it's a tough thing, right? Because if it's a he said, she said story, or in this case, a child is making a claim, it's hard to, you know, even though there's no evidence, was that what it was? There were actual children?
The alleged victims that had said that these things had happened had come back later on and said that he was paid thousands of dollars by Detective James Francis McLaughlin.
The very same McLaughlin who still works for the Keene Police Department?
Exactly. The guy, if you check his record, okay, of how many convictions this guy has had, 600, maybe 800 convictions, and maybe 4 or 5 of them were losses.
By the way, this guy, this McLaughlin character, he is the Keene Police. He's the Keene Police Department's like online, what do they call it? Like investigator, where he sets up people on the internet and pretends to be like a teenage boy in a sex chat room.
What a winner!
Yeah, and he is. You know, what kind of a person do you have to be in that position to take that job? But Robert, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for sharing the horrifying story with us. And the number here is 603-283-6160. And he doesn't just pretend to be a teenager either. Like, there was one story where he was pretending to be a college girl who wanted to make some extra money and set up a guy to meet for sex, you know, to pay for sex. and they just arrested some guy in the McDonald's parking lot for that and charged him with soliciting a prostitute and so on and so forth. And this is what this guy does all day long.
Rob has mentioned that organization before, the National Registry
of Exonerations.
I haven't looked into it as an organization.
It's interesting.
Familiar with it?
No, that's the first I've heard of it. It looks like it's based out of the University of Michigan. So if you're going to take a look at that, we'll continue here. You can join us at 603-283-6160 if you want to get on the air, talk about whatever you want to discuss. Plus, the hypocritical New York City mayor will tell you what he did on New Year's Eve that you definitely would have been prohibited from doing. It's Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out.
DinoVite.com.
So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition.
You get some Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
On Dinovite. She's little Miss Hollywood.
DinoVite.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Also inviting you to Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin nearing 33,000. Well, earlier today it was above 33,000.
Yeah, it hit 33,000 for a minute.
As we're speaking to you now, it is 32,650 and change. And it is at a record high today. It is, it's been a record high every day so far this year. It's hit record highs, I mean, multiple times over the last month. It's been a wild ride here. But if you haven't taken the time to learn the basics about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, get on over to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the screen. And then just take, I don't know, 3 minutes out of your time. I know you're busy. Take 3 minutes. And watch the introductory video there. Now, there's more than one video, so if you feel like you want to watch more, by all means, go ahead and dig in as deep as you like. But at the very minimum, you should probably watch that 2 or 3 minute long video just to give you the basics, basic understanding of what this technology is, what is it that makes it special, what is it makes it unique and useful and valuable, and that will help explain it to you, and you'll understand why this is such an evolutionary change in what money is all about.
And if you're like some people, you'll go and watch that video, and you'll have more questions.
Yes.
Well, then ask them. Ask them to the internet. There are plenty of answers to all of your questions on Bitcoin.com as well as the rest of the internet.
Indeed, and lots of opinions as well. Not everybody agrees on, you know, what's the winning crypto going to be. Right now, Bitcoin is the clear winner at the moment. I mean, it has a strong lead. It was the first one. It's now going to turn 12 this month, as a matter of fact. So happy birthday Bitcoin time as well. Every beginning of the year, I think it's like January 6th or 7th or something like that. It's coming soon. So go to Bitcoin.com, learn the basics. If you don't need the basics and you want to get the latest news headlines, then get on over to news.bitcoin.com. You'll find those there every single day, freshly updated just for you at news.bitcoin.com. Back to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Terry. He's in Washington State, listening in Aberdeen to KBKW. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, I kind of want to take on Larry and Ethel.
All right. Well, they're not here, but you can certainly comment on what they were saying earlier. For our listeners just tuning in, Larry was basically a retired cop, and Ethel was a...
somebody who's got family that work in the police.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Sick of family is what I was going to say.
My family has a history with the Pinkertons, and you guys want to, you know, just... go on and go ahead and approve what's going on with government and that kind of thing. Yeah. There are families that are going to be hurt. There are families that are going to be torn apart. And my family was one of them.
What do you mean? What happened to you?
My last name is Horn, H-O-R-N.
Okay.
And Tom Horn was my great-great-grandfather.
Okay. Who's Tom Horn? What happened to him?
Came in and basically framed him for killing a 13-year-old boy that he had absolutely nothing to do with because he was, I mean, he was in an entirely different area of the country. So... you want to back the government? You want to back law enforcement just basically on what they say? No, that's not right.
I just looked up Tom Horn. Is this the story from 1903? Who was hung for having allegedly murdered a 14-year-old son of a southern sheep, Wyoming sheep rancher?
Yes.
And so it says here some historians have since questioned whether Horn really killed the boy, pointing out the jury convicted him solely on the basis of a drunken confession that Horn supposedly made to a detective.
He did not. He was not even in the area. He was in the Montana Territory at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Not even in the Wyoming Territory.
What do you think the reason was that that he was targeted for this? Why did they pick him to frame up?
It was politics.
Mm.
It was politics. The Wyoming cattle ranchers prior to that had,
So you've had experience in your family with somebody being what you believe to be wrongfully convicted and targeted. And, of course, you know, we've seen so many different stories with the Innocence Project, for instance, in more recent years, setting well over 100 or if not close to 200 people free from behind bars for being wrongfully convicted. And, of course, that's just a fraction of the total number of cases that they, you know, they don't have the resources to take them all on. There's so many people who've been wrongfully illegally targeted by police, just framed up.
There was a book written apparently about Tom Horn. I'm just getting this off of Wikipedia, but the book was called Tom Horn, Blood on the Moon. There was no physical evidence that Horn had committed the murder. In addition, he was last seen in the area the day before it occurred, and the conditions of his alleged confession made it without value as evidence. Mm. Carlson believed the prosecution made no efforts to investigate other possible suspects, including a Victor Miller. In essence, Horn's reputation and history made him an easy target for the prosecution. The case was retried in a mock trial in 1993 in Cheyenne, and Horn was acquitted.
Terry, thank you for the call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. Joseph is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Again, our number is 603-283-6160. Go ahead, Joseph.
Thank you for taking my call. I wish you were on a local station up here.
We do, too. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Maybe you will be. My first thing, and I'd like to make a quick comment if I could after, where is a good place to live because of all this horrible stuff that's happening? Are there small places that are still as good as the United States? Because pretty soon we won't have a country if this keeps up. And that's my first question.
It depends on what your views are. So, I mean, are you somebody who is more of a right winger? Do you feel like you're more libertarian? Are you a liberal, you know, a communist? I mean, what's your viewpoint?
I'm not a communist. I'm sort of like you guys, sort of like a libertarian, a little in the middle. I try to be. Sometimes I'm more libertarian. It all depends. Like, I agree with Trump. I don't agree with him on everything, but I do agree with. I don't agree with what's going on with the liberals. That's for sure.
Are you registered anything, Republican, Democrat?
I think I'm an independent.
Okay. See, now I don't. When I look at myself as a liberty-minded person, I don't consider that to be in the middle of anything. I consider there's a really interesting graph out there called the Nolan chart that expands sort of the political compass from left to right to include an up and down, so it's more of an XY axis. And then they look at authoritarianism and libertarianism, and a libertarian can be very different from both the left and the right. Anyway, I want to answer his question. We'll get to it. Coming up here, you know, where should people go? What's the answer here? We obviously can't all get along, so what do we do? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the drain. Third vet, she said, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't be how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican senators say they will challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on January 6th to certify that vote. Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would be leading the challenging block. The group is calling for a 10-day audit of the results in disputed states. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn is one of those challenging the results and tells Fox News that the move is about making sure that voters can be confident in the electoral system.
There are ways for us to approach this. This is one of them. We should get answers to this. The American people should be able to trust in their electoral system, and the Electoral College is a vital part of our process, and this will be the opportunity that we have to weigh in.
This is USA Radio News. Iran has alerted a UN nuclear watchdog that it will begin enriching uranium up to 20% as soon as possible, putting that country's nuclear program closer to making weapons-grade material. The announcement comes as the one-year anniversary of the killing of one of Iran's top generals in a drone strike in Iraq approaches. Officials have been worried about possible retaliation from Iran as the anniversary approached. The decision from the Iranians appears to be an attempt to gain some relief from international sanctions as well as influence the policy of the incoming Biden administration. And the Coast Guard has suspended its search for a boat heading to Florida with 20 people aboard. Authorities say the vessel left the Bahamas on Monday and was planning to make the about 50-mile journey to Lake Worth, Florida. After receiving reports that the boat had never arrived, the Coast Guard searched for 3 days for the missing vessel before suspending the search Friday. The Coast Guard says the search could resume if new information on the boat's whereabouts is received. This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones, as always, here at 603-283-6160. It's busy. Keep trying. We'll do our best to get you in here. Or you can call us through our Matrix chat server. Just go to chat.lrn.fm and you can get connected. There are instructions there. Now, if you already know what Matrix is, which you probably don't, you can easily join the Matrix server. Just join matrix.lrn.fm. But if you need the instructions, go to chat.lrn.fm. We got them written out there step by step, making it super easy. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And I keep forgetting to say, Lord, Reverend Captain Kickass.
Indeed.
I forget that I'm a Lord.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here. We had Joseph in Massachusetts. He's still on the line with us. And Joseph, you had asked the question of, where does somebody go? And what, can you tell us a little more about why you're asking that question?
Yeah, because I want to keep my freedoms, and I just don't like the fact that we're being forced to do all this. Because I'm, you know, visually impaired. It's very hard. And, you know, mask and all this, you know, I believe in herd immunity and trying new drugs at work. I don't believe in shutting down the country. But if people have to leave the country, the reason I ask is I heard you say there are some small places which are still fairly nice in the world. This was some time ago. And then I have a quick comment to make after on something else.
So, I mean, here on Free Talk Live, we're big fans. I mean, I think I can speak for you on this one, Captain, that we're big fans of migrating for political reasons, principled reasons.
Specifically to increase the freedoms and, you know, keep whatever freedoms we still have.
Yeah, and we commented a little bit about this earlier tonight at the very beginning of the show when we were talking about the New Year's Eve parties getting busted up in New York City versus what happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, or near Keene, where we were having a party. They didn't do anything to us. And over in France, where the police tried to bust one up, but they failed because they were way outnumbered by people who were willing to actually, you know, throw things at the cops and set their cars on fire for trying to bust up their party. So it really has to do with numbers, and so the best thing we can do is to have a deliberate migration of freedom-loving people. Now, if you are a liberty-minded person, if you actually understand what freedom means, and that is that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. If that is something that you understand truly, then you probably belong in New Hampshire as part of this migration that has been going on to New Hampshire now, as the New Hampshire Freedom Migration has been happening for more than 15 years.
Can I ask a quick question about New Hampshire? Don't they close things down up there? Like your governor, I know South Dakota, they never did. I mean, with this virus. Yeah. No doubt about it.
New Hampshire has not been the best place of all of the 50 states during the COVID situation. I will definitely agree with you there. South Dakota has risen above all of the other options as far as that goes. However, New Hampshire is more than just what happened in 2020. New Hampshire has a migration of freedom-loving activists.
A community.
Yeah, who are coming here. Look, if you just want to go live amongst more Republicans, then that's the place to go. South Dakota, I would say, great place to go. If you're a Republican who wants to move near other Republicans and do Republican things, that I think is a good option. If you are a leftist Democrat and you want to be with more communists, get out to California, you know, get to the West Coast. I mean, obviously Boston, you know, there's plenty of commies around there too.
Oh yeah.
But if you love liberty, then I would think it's worth it to move to a place where there's other people that actually understand the ideas of freedom. So it just depends on what you want. And if we actually get enough liberty-minded folks together, then we can have a greater and greater influence. And this is something we discussed actually to a great extent last night, because some of the chatters were bringing up some of the same points. Oh, yeah, well, what about, you know, these other places that had less of a COVID crackdown, shouldn't people just move there? And it's like, well, you know, there's something to be said for amassing large numbers of like-minded people in the same place. And no, we don't have enough people within the state government to make a change yet. No, we don't have enough people to just ignore the government and make it go away. I mean, this is a lifelong project that takes decades, and it's not going to be something that happens overnight. But right
now, it will
now,
happen if people get involved.
It will. It will. If people stop making excuses and stop arguing online and, you know, acting like that's going to make a damn bit of a difference.
Or, the popular line is, New Hampshire, it's too cold.
Well, they don't belong here.
Like, I mean,
I met someone today. He says, I know it's not right, but we should just do what we're told. That's the problem.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, people like that absolutely are the problem. 100%. I'm totally with you. Thank you, Joseph, for your call here tonight. Here's what I'd recommend further, is if you think this sounds interesting, if it's even sort of piqued your interest at all, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. 101reasonsfilm.com. There's an hour-long documentary. It's several years old, but it still holds up.
Still good.
These 101 reasons, even though New Hampshire is not the best as far as the COVID response is concerned, it's also not as bad as it seems. Like, on its surface, you've heard New Hampshire's got a mask mandate. Well, I haven't put a mask on in months. The only time I ever did it was at one bank that I had to send a wire transfer. Well, and it sucked, and I did it, and I'm not proud of that. We've had a
lot of people show up here for our social events where we get together with people who want to just visit, meet the people that are here, meet the Liberty community, if you will, and folks from Massachusetts, folks from Vermont, folks from Connecticut. When they get here, they're like, oh, wow, it's much better here than it is, you know, where we just came from as far as the COVID lockdowns and the mandates and all that kind of stuff. So, yes, you know, we're not perfect.
No. Nope.
But
the governor here is a tyrant, too. I mean, he's a piece of garbage.
But we have a community that's working towards all of that.
Yes.
And I don't, you know, if you just want to up and move to South Dakota, there may not be a community like that there.
Yeah. Like I said, you're probably going to find more Republicans in South Dakota. You may find more people that...
Or Texas or, you know, that type of thing.
You may find more people that, you know, want to, you know, still have the police enforcing laws against sex or, you know, whatever the Republicans want to do. Because they're not really small government people. They just want their kind of government. They want their laws. So I'm not interested in that. No. I'm interested in liberty. So 101reasonsfilm.com. Really, take an hour of your life and sit down and watch that and then see what you think. If you're a liberty-minded person. If not, just, you know, go somewhere else. Jack in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Jack.
I wish I was born and raised in New Hampshire, by the way.
Oh,
after listening to you guys.
It's beautiful here.
I called in probably about a month ago, and I accidentally said the S word. But I'm a pro-Trumper. Oh. And I was very pro-blue. Mm. And my boss at the time, I was his manager. He owned the company. It was a construction company. I told you the story out of Portland. And he was a friend with a cop, a high-level sheriff. And they came to my house one night. I was actually in the shower listening to Hank Williams. They knocked on my door, banged on my door. And I opened up my door and literally he said, okay, step out. And they threw me to the ground.
Whoa.
And yeah, he was friends with, and I literally had a Trump flag up and, you know, in my living room in my condo. And there's six officers. They took me down. They put me into isolation at the local jail in Clark County, Vancouver, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just disgusting.
Why? Hold on. What was their reason for this?
He didn't have one. He was friends with one of the cops. And one of the cops got together with the rest of the cops. And
but why did why do you think they targeted you for this?
He hadn't paid me. I was his manager. He hadn't paid me. He'd written me bad checks for months and months.
Okay.
And he wasn't paid his subcontractors.
Okay, but what? Why did they? What did they charge you with?
They charged me with internet harassment because I was texting him and asking for my paycheck.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And what happened with the charges?
Oh, they were all dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they. You know, I was probed. You know, cops are good. Period.
Right.
You know, that's why I love listening to your show.
That changed your mind,
and
huh?
Real quick, it's a fraternity, is what it is.
It's a gang.
And,
yep.
Yeah, and you were saying this earlier, Captain, calling them a gang. We didn't get to point out they even have their own gang symbol. It's called the Thin Blue Line.
They do.
And Jack, thank you for calling and sharing your story here tonight. It is sad that people have to learn that the hard way, but unfortunately, that's the way for a lot of people that it has to be.
Yeah.
It either has to happen to them personally or a loved one.
Yep.
You know, a good friend or something like that, family member, to have the police abuse them before it's finally like, oh, the rose-colored glasses just got ripped off your face and smashed onto the pavement.
Nothing makes you anti-state faster than the state.
Indeed.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Shows are streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday episode. Number for you if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com and join us in real life. Coming up in 6 months, we'll be at ForkFest 2021. 6 months is going to come sooner than you think.
Hey, come party with us.
Yeah, we are going to be doing that. We will be having a party. It will be going on for about a week, June 28th through July 4th. You can actually stay longer if you like. There's the Porcupine Freedom Festival that happens before it. So if you want to do a two-week-long thing, you certainly can. But one of the differences between the Porcupine Freedom Festival and ForkFest is that ForkFest has no ticket price.
Right.
It has no organizers. It is a decentralized libertarian camping festival. It's at the same place. It's at Rogers Campground. And again, mark your calendar, June 28th through July 4th. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You want to talk about the community we just discussed, the idea of freedom lovers coming together deliberately to be in the same geographic area. This gives you a taste of what that's like.
Yep, and who the people are.
Yeah, you can meet your hopefully future neighbors.
Yep.
At this conference, this camping festival. So, again, now's the time to go ahead and mark your calendar. Maybe, if you're ready to just commit to it, call up Rogers Campground or use their internet site and go ahead and book your campsite or your RV site if you want to do that, or you can get a motel room there at Rogers Campground this coming summer, June 28th through July 4th. Visit forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event there. It's an unofficial website. Everything with ForkFest is unofficial because you decide what goes on. You want to throw a party? Throw a party. You want to put on a musical event like you did this past year, Captain Kickass?
That was so much fun.
Put on a musical event. Want to have a poker game? Have 10 of them. Whatever yep. You want to do. Have fun there, and we will. So we hope to have you and see you there. ForkFest.party. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, just calling to back up and support that caller you just had. I remember when he called.
Before you do that, back up off that phone because for whatever reason it's just always cranked up and it's not. It doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I don't know if you're using like a Bluetooth headset or if you've got an external.
I don't think
it's
that technical.
It's a Motorola phone, brand new, state of the art, top of the line.
Well,
it's just a matter of how they build them.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is it's a foot and a half away, and so anyway,
it's not working.
Calling to support the previous caller.
Wait, so does that mean you were actually listening to the show before you called in, or did you just hear the caller on hold while you were waiting to be screened?
No, I called because I heard him. I wasn't going to call otherwise, but because I heard him, I tried your line again.
Mm, okay, cool.
So do you listen to an actual radio station, or you listen online?
I can do any of the above. This is KENN that I was listening on out of Farmington, New Mexico. All you New Mexicans out there.
Because, David,
anyway,
you're a frequent caller, David. I just wanted to say that on New Year's Eve, you had tried to call, and you didn't get through. And if you had been listening, you would have known that you weren't going to be able to get through.
Are you ragging on me because I don't listen to you every single minute, even though over the last 10 years, I've listened to you more than any other listener you possibly have, and I got the recordings to prove it if you want to play that?
I'm more ragging on you for, like, you know, making a post about it on Facebook when you couldn't get through.
Oh, anyway, that's
so
a
So you're following David on Facebook?
Yeah, he's my Facebook friend.
Yeah. The dude, I'm backing him up because Officer M.G. Barreras, and this is reading from court records, did the same thing to me. He's got friends
over
at the UNM radio station. And did you say something?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, so they didn't like the fact that I was texting in a shout-out because they do a shout-out program, and they didn't like me doing it for whatever reason. And so they called their friend over at the cop shop, M.G. Barreras, and had M.G. Barreras write me up on four separate counts for making a post on their Facebook saying, hey, play this song for my daughter. It's her birthday, that kind of thing. Coincidentally, ironically, my daughter Paisley Olson has a birthday on the 8th of January, which is on that day I'll have my I'll have a hearing on these four cases, probably the last one I'm going to have, because DA Raul Torres in New Mexico in Bernalillo County is probably going to dismiss the fourth of the four charges. He's folded like a cheap suit. I pounded him into the mat on the last three.
Nice.
They surrendered. He's probably going to surrender on the fourth one without a fight. But anyway, they do this stuff, so I'm going to back that guy up.
They definitely do it. I just can't handle the phone. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe you've got a brand new phone, but man, there's something seriously wrong.
I mean, and it could be too that there's something wrong with the microphone on his phone.
Yeah,
because these things, the solder joints on them, and you know, if it's been dropped at all, or it could be you know, faulty from the manufacturer as well. There's something funky going on with that audio signal.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go unscreened to this caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Pedreg.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Pedreg. New Mexico also.
All right, welcome. Your phone sounds much nicer. Go ahead.
It's brand new. You guys don't like politicians. That's a given.
That's right.
I get that from your conversation.
They suck.
Well, Michelle Lujan Grisham, the governess of New Mexico, she sucks.
Yep.
And
I don't know her, but I can tell you it's true.
Run against her.
You're going to
would like. Most of us would like to be left alone and put somebody in charge and just be left alone.
How about we just not put anyone in charge?
Yeah, why does somebody need to be in charge at all?
I don't know.
How about you be in charge of your own life and I be in charge of mine, and Captain Kickass can be his own captain as well?
That's right.
I'm in agreement with that. I am.
Cool.
But I contemplate running for governor in New Mexico.
Okay.
I'm just a farmer.
Yep.
But they always want to raise my property taxes every year.
Sure.
Every year.
To give to the schools, to pay their vision, dental.
They need more.
Their retirement.
More.
And I work really hard. And I get tired of them keep taking away from me.
Yep.
And I'm in agreement with you guys. Law enforcement, I probably saw 10 of them out this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and they're pulling people over to get the revenues up. I think coronavirus is going to be over pretty quick.
Oh, I don't think so. They're ramping up for the next round. They're already promoting the idea of a newer, faster strain.
Virus.
Yeah, they're not done with
when
this.
When I see law enforcement out, I think that they're just cracking down. They need the revenues.
Yep, that's absolutely what it is. I appreciate your call tonight, man. Thank you, and keep us informed. You know, if you do decide to run for governor, you see more corruption, we want to hear all about it, and I appreciate it. Speaking of corrupt politicians, Captain Kickass, you had a brief story of total hypocrisy, total, you know...
Yeah, so, you know, New York City, right?
New York City.
New York!
Get a rope.
This is from a website called thepostmillennial.com. I've never heard of this website, but this crossed my news feed today, and I was like, what is this? And it says, watch, Mayor de Blasio dances in Times Square with his wife after shutting down annual New Year's Eve party.
Wow.
Yeah, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio refused to allow New Yorkers to gather in Times Square to celebrate the new year, as they've done every year since World War II. Then he took the opportunity to dance in the empty city center with his wife. Even more remarkably, he posted video of this absurd hypocrisy
in your
on
face.
Twitter.
In your face, New Yorkers. Look what he can do that you can't do.
De Blasio and wife Shirlane danced to Frank Sinatra's New York, New York as the camera pans to show the nearly empty square.
Wow.
The city that never sleeps took a pass on New Year's Eve as the annual celebrations were banned, restaurants were closed to indoor dining, and forced to close by a 10 p.m. curfew, and New Yorkers were told to stay home and watch the New Year's countdown on TV. Yeah.
While they were busting parties left and right, the mayor goes out and has himself his own personal little party all by himself with his wife.
Yeah, so
in Times Square.
You know, are all politicians scum? This one is, that's for sure.
No doubt.
It's like, oh, I'm going to disallow you from doing any of this, and instead, you get the privilege of watching me and my wife dance in the empty Times Square as if to throw it in your face and illustrate that they are your ruler.
That's exactly what they did. And what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing at all. Keep paying your taxes, surf.
Taxes going to go up. Rent's going to go up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no. Probably going to go down. Rent's probably going to go down, given what's happening.
It's New York City, so.
Yeah, but even in San Francisco, the rents are already down. And this was as of a few months ago, 20%.
Wow, that's significant.
And San Francisco is one of the most expensive places to live in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
So, there was a really cool story I heard from one of the AnyPay guys on Thursday night. They were looking to expand to a new facility with more space, like two or three floors. Made an offer. The landlord gave him the price. They offered 20%. He took it.
Wow.
20% of asking price. And you know he must have been asking lower than normal, given the situation.
Good job.
Amazing. So, yeah. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. If you didn't get in tonight, call tomorrow. We'll be here.
Peace.
I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.